Welcome to the South Coast Botanic Garden Update. The new year is here, and there is just one more week for the garden to glow. If you haven't had a chance to experience glow, or if you just want to walk in the garden, get your tickets at southcoastbotanicgarden.org. And don't forget, glow is only happening until January 10th. Remember to bring your mask when you head out to the garden. Even in the cooler winter months, one of the most restful spots in the garden is the koi pond in the back of the Japanese garden. As you watch the fish lazily swish through the water, the sound of the babbling brook feeding into the fish pond can easily soothe away any frayed nerves you may have. Also, if you look up to where the stream begins, right now you see a lovely planting of Major Gardens Clivia. This clivia is cousin to the Clivia miniate, which is the bright orange flowering clivia that we are used to seeing in the garden. The Major Gardens Clivia has a sweet red-orange umbel of tubular blooms that are tipped in green and are much more delicate than the more common clivia. Just don't let these delicate flowers fool you. The plant is just as hardy as any other clivia and will grow and multiply very happily in the shady areas of your garden. You can see other plantings of both clivia species in the banyan grove, where you can also see an incredible example of the banyan fig tree. As you enter the banyan grove on Tram Road coming from the direction of the Rose Garden, the first tree to your right is the banyan fig tree and is currently heavy with fruit. These trees are native to India, where they are considered to be sacred. Of the banyan fig trees growing in India, some are famous as they are thought to be the oldest and largest trees in the world. The trees can reach 100 feet tall, but there doesn't seem to be a limit on how wide the canopy can grow. That's because the trees send down aerial roots from the branches. These aerial roots will then root into the ground and effectively help the tree to march outward. It can also be started from seed. In India, the mina birds feed on the fruit, and once the seeds have been digested and redistributed, they actually germinate better and faster than seed that has not been digested by a bird. Some of the largest of these trees have been described in historical texts, and one tree named the Great Banyan is documented to be more than 250 years old, with a canopy so large that it sheltered 7,000 soldiers before a battle. Another tree is possibly more than 400 years old. If you continue along Tram Road through the Banyan Grove, you'll come to the overlook, which is just about the bottom of the garden and looks over at the currently dry stream bed. If you take a look directly behind you across Tram Road, the beautiful and dramatic butterfly amaryllis is just beginning to bloom. The garden has three areas where butterfly amaryllis are planted, but this bed gets the most afternoon sun and is the first to bloom. These bulbs will continue to send up flower stalks for the next 3 or 4 months. If you walk back along the cactus collection in the border of the lower meadow, you'll see the shrubby stone crop is just beginning to flower. This is a wonderful succulent that can grow to 3 feet tall and likes to be on the dry side, so an excellent choice for a water-wise garden. While it can easily be cultivated by cuttings, it can also be left alone to grow its intertwining branches into an interesting border or background for your bedding garden. We hope you enjoy your visit to the garden. Please check back with us to get current updates.